Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where I talk to Pedro about lifecycle events on any Xamarin Conforms control and even pages. Hey ho, welcome to another Xamarin Show. I'm your host, Gerald, and I have today back on Pedro because he just won't stop adding cool stuff to the Xamarin Community Toolkit. Hey Pedro, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, Gerald. I'm great. How about you?
I'm good too. You are joining us all the way from Brazil. I'm here in the Netherlands, and I can't help but notice this is recorded right after a series of tweets about that t-shirt that you have on using Microsoft.maui. And there is, maybe it's a friend of yours who printed these t-shirts and he shared the design also?
Yeah, it's my friend William. He's from Brazilian community. He created this shirt and also a couple of others ones, and he sent this design to the .NET Foundation repo. I don't know exactly where is the link, but I can try to find it.
Oh, we'll find the link. We'll put it in the video description below, so that is going to be no problem. And I actually got the design, and I'm going to print it for a few people here in the Netherlands, and I think a couple of other countries next to the Netherlands. So it's going to be really cool. It's a really, you know, simple but cool design. But enough with all the small chit chat, because you're going to talk about the lifecycle events. Technically, it's the lifecycle event effect that you've implemented in the toolkit. Is that right?
Yeah, is that correct? So we use the effects API to be able to attach lifecycle events to our controls. And that controls could be any visual element stuff. So like buttons, images, stack layouts, and even content pages.
Okay, so you could do this on any visual element, because that is kind of like the you know, the base class for all the visual elements that you can see on screen. But it also works for pages. I didn't even know pages have the effects collection, but that's cool. So it also works for pages. So I guess we just, you know, it's probably not a very long demo, but let's just jump into Visual Studio and let's see how this works.
Yeah, let's go. So I have here a small sample. The sample I just bring up from our sample app, the Xamarin Community Toolkit sample app, that you can find it on our repo at GitHub. And it's basically the same. The only change that I made is adding the effect to the page level. So like if you don't want to use the appearing or on disappearing events, you can use our lifecycle effect here. So you know, it's a normal effect. You just use that effects tag on your XAML, and you can use our alias, our namespace here, and bring that lifecycle event. And you can attach it the load and unload effects. And since those effects accept visual elements, you can have just one event handler for all controls. Like in this sample here, is just to show when a control is loaded and when a control is unloaded. So, you know, nothing too fancy here. But you know, you are able to do it everything that you want. Like a scenario that I can imagine that this could be useful is like you have a lot of pages and you use a templated view to do some navigation, just change the content. So the content view doesn't have that those cool on appearing and on disappearing that page has. So you can take advantage of our lifecycle event and know when that content view is loaded on the memory, and you can start doing some stuff like reach out to the API or doing some database searching, you know, wherever that you want to do.
Exactly. I think this is something that a lot of users want in Xamarin Forms, but that never really found its way in there. I think reference back to the t-shirt, everyone is waiting for .NET MAUI, of course, and I think they're going to make it better there. I think in preview 3, that's just out. They already did a little bit with the lifecycle event, so hopefully it will be better there. But to overcome this problem, you can now install this Xamarin Community Toolkit effect on your existing Xamarin Forms app and use all this goodness.
Yeah, for sure. Right. And since it's very simple, not fancy, let's just run this puppy and let's see how this works. So I will put some breakpoints here just to Make sure that you can catch everything. So I was playing here with sizing the screen, but since my app will start up on this page, the controls will be lowered at that moment. So as we can see here, I attached all controls to that event handler, to this delegate. So let's step into and see which control is the first one. So we have here that the label is the first control that is loaded. So on my sender, there is a label. I can see the text, the properties, and stuff like that. But look something interesting. Here, the label render, the label control, isn't initialized yet by the Xamarin Forms layer. That means if you try to find the measurement of this control, like the width, the height, mm-hmm. or let's see here, even the text property, we already have, but we don't have all properties, because that mm-hmm. means the lifecycle events, we are looking to the native lifecycle implementation. So here mm-hmm. on the Windows side, we are looking when the view is attached to the screen.
Okay, this is actually then pretty cool, because you know, you mentioned the on appearing and the on disappearing, is it?
Yeah.
For the page. And they are actually, you know, whenever things are drawn. And I think that's another big thing that is missing from Xamarin Forms, is that they do not have the unloaded of the page, where mm-hmm. the class is created, but it's not just drawn and it doesn't have a size yet. So you know, that's just a step before it actually gets drawn. And that is what this does.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. You resume very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so that means, as you said, like the control is allocated in the native memory of that platform, but the Xamarin Forms handler doesn't finish it to do everything yet. So because of that, you can miss some properties. So I mean, that is expected to happen. So let me remove that breakpoint, and I will load all my controls, and I just added a label here, like a log, to tell me which controls are loaded on that page. So we have a label, that is this one, we have the button loaded, the image, stack layout, and so on. But let's take a look here at the image loaded one. I am saying that I have an image, as you can see here, I have an image control, but mm-hmm. isn't on the screen, because the isVisible property is false. So also that means that this lifecycle event doesn't care about the visibility of the control mm-hmm. on the screen. So even if the control is invisible for the user, maybe, you know, if you have a scroll view and that content is invisible, is hidden, the lifecycle event will fire saying that control is already loaded, because even if it's not visible. So also don't confuse that concept, because you know it's easy to confuse that. Like, hey, why this is telling me that it's loaded, but I cannot see it, but right, it's hiding here. And I have this button here that will present the image for 3 seconds. And after that, I will remove that image from my stack layout. So let's press this puppy here. Can see our beautiful Xamarin Community Toolkit logo, and it's gone. And we see here that the image unloaded. So when we remove a control from a stack layout or from page, we can say like that control is disposed by the Xamarin Forms render layer. So it's exactly that effect is telling to you. Also, we attach it to the native implementations to see when the control is unloaded and tell us when that control is disposed from memory. So from now, we cannot use that image anymore. So if you try to mm-hmm. use it, probably you will face some dispose exception or something, mm-hmm. or new reference exception as well. It's possible.
And you need to create a new one then. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's correct. And basically, that is it that I have to show.
Yeah,
it's very simple, but it's very powerful.
Exactly. That was my line, Pedro. I was going to say
oh,
that.
Oh, sorry.
So this is one of those typically seemingly small features that can, you know, be a real paper cut thing that is not in Xamarin Forms. But thanks to you, Pedro, it's now in Xamarin Community Toolkit, so it can be used, and hopefully this will be taken into .NET MAUI as, you know, a first-class citizen, and we can use it there. Thank you so much, Pedro, for coming on again. Dear listener, if you haven't done so already, check out the other episode with Pedro. I'm sure he will be back too. His other episode was about the lazy view, if I'm not mistaken. Also a lovely control. And of course, check out all the other episodes. Click that like button, click that subscribe. And Pedro, I have no doubt in my mind that I will see you back for another episode whenever you implemented more good stuff in the toolkit.
For sure. See you then.